Welcome to Let's Find Out. The focus of this program is to have our hearts open to a universal, united, kind, loving, and forgiving planet. We've entered into a new decade and a new energy form, the transformational 20s. Let's all begin to strengthen the new energies on the planet, strengthen your intuition, and strive to live a peaceful existence free from fear. What strategies, prayers, meditations, and exercise can you use to tap into the higher realms and receive messages from your departed loved ones, creating a higher vibration of living? When we are upset and confused, where can we find the answers? How can we know which path to take? The answers are here on Let's Find Out, with our spiritually focused format and guests. Each episode includes Elizabeth Joyce's weekly stargazing report, a guided healing meditation, as well as ascension music by Richard Schulman. The purpose of every broadcast is to raise your personal vibration. Now it's time for tonight's program, Let's Find Out, with Elizabeth Joyce.
Good evening. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com. Tonight we're going to talk about Aquarius, Aquarius, Aquarius. The Sun, the Moon, and Pluto are in Aquarius, and we are also moving in to Pisces season in February. So tonight I'm bringing you astrology insights and galactic messages regarding the month of February 2025. The collective has a fragment from the past coming up for resolution. Many people have returned to their roots, have been in a state of dormancy. In February, you could go back to the drawing board, erase everything, and begin to replan your future. Or you may have to work through something that's been pent up inside of you for a long, long time. Because Saturn is in Pisces and approaching Neptune in the last degree of Pisces, we have an enduring phase. We have an ending phase, a closing of a story, and preparing to step into a new phase. This means that we have to get very clear about what this past phase or cycle has meant to our soul's progression. There has been a lot of turmoil as we came out of 2024. People have been vacillating for meaning and responses. What did this past relationship do for me? What was this past year all about? Why did I embark on this journey before? What did concluding something, breaking up, or disconnection from someone or some location do for me? What have I come away with? In this dark winter, February 2025, we're very much in a shadow work period of time. This is a wonderful month for staying indoors, or for getting out if some of you have been cooped up, doing the opposite of what you have been doing. We have a south node in Virgo, so it's a perfect time to work on your to-do list. Our way of managing time is changing now. We have a very different way of managing time. Also, we cannot afford to work towards our dreams with the north node in Pisces until we move through this cleanup period. February 2025 is the first month we feel the new Aquarian orientation consolidating. It will hurt us in February to be prolonging our path of self-actualization. It will hurt to be unprecise with our reasoning of being on certain paths, for being in a certain location. If it's sloppy or unformed, you will feel pain. A lot of people are embarking on a path of precision and getting more focused on what plus what equals what. This is a great energy to form some new math formulas. and for realistic offsetting. At this time, we have so many planets in Pisces, the North Node, Neptune, Saturn, Venus, and we move into the Pisces energy on February 19th. There's an incredible conclusion coming for some people in February and in March. If you've needed to regroup, if you've needed to step out of a certain momentum for a minute, or rethink the why factor, is this the direction that I really want to go in? This is a wonderful time to think about the map of your life. Look back into your life. At that time, you didn't realize that engaging in that relationship or engaging in whatever would equal the outcome that you had. And then feel surprised or bewildered by the conclusion. But now that I look back, I see it as a very simple math equation. How can I apply this going forward? How can I not find myself surprised by the results that are not all that surprising? Example, getting into a relationship with someone who has a very cynical or mean-spirited worldview and thinking that I'm the exception because they are nice to me now. During the love bombing or honeymoon phase, that's just not solid reasoning. You know that eventually cynicism is going to come to you. And now that the nodes have changed, we're going to have a period of time where we have a lot of hope and faith operating. And this can be a positive or a negative thing. Having a lot of hope and faith in a cynical person, in someone who is immersed in addiction, you hope they will adapt for your will for them to be better, when they don't have a will for themselves to be better. As yet, it's just not inside of them. This is very prevalent right now, escapism and addiction. The North Node in Pisces can also bring out romance in the negative towards addiction or escapism, and people can start to move towards their vices, the shadow of addiction. But in the positive, it can bring about motivation or dreams that can pull people away from their addictions. They will no longer need to escape into the addiction because they are fulfilling their life purpose in a very positive way. We know this energy is coming. We have an Aquarian Sun-Moon conjunction on January 29th. That's the new moon. And that energy opens February. There's a lot of solar vital power that we pulled up from the roots of Capricorn. This energy will feel very motivational by the time we enter February, which is next Saturday. The question is, can we hold our own energy and not let it leak out into a poorly executed life path? Okay. So, we have a lot of motivation to achieve a goal. We see that we're progressing towards a wonderful higher frequency, a transcending process. But we continually are processing these deep fragments from the past. These fragments can come from the very deep past. It's all really very interesting. Saturn is in the 12th house as we move through February and part of March. This is where the healing has to happen. Many people have to face these fragments of the past, almost like facing and processing the energy left over from 2024, leftover messages that we're talking about. You need to look at these fragments, make sense of them, release them, and then move on. Of course, it depends on the person and how long this energy has been compounding inside of them. If you have trauma from the past or a lot of pain, even some upsetting memories, there will be a lot coming up in both Aquarius and Pisces season. You may now realize that it was a positive or negative experience. You may have to move on from it and not get bogged down in the fog with these memories. It's not about suppressing the memories or never having them again. It's about acceptance, forgiveness, and realizing their impact on you, and then moving on. Aquarius is not about the past. It's about the future. Pisces is also not about the past, but in a different way. Pisces integrates memory into their projection for the future, whereas Aquarians can let it go. We have this healing energy in February with very strong Pisces energy because the North Node has moved into Pisces. At this time, there is a great healing window for very deliberate and precise detachment through Aquarius that shows you how to seal up some of the leaks of energy that we're losing to unreconciled past events. This is the main focus of February and March of 2025, before the astrological new year arrives as we enter Aries at the end of March. This reviewing and releasing process will lead to resolutions and will have us maintaining our life force energy. It will protect us. It will be very easy to spot a drained person at this time. Go inside, see the memory, patch it up inside, and maintain and protect your energy flow. Also, this universal energy flow can affect the material world. Water systems could get mixed up. Think California fires, banking leaks, taxes leaks. Something is really struggling to maintain its old form. It's very hard to save money now. It's very hard for the purchasing power. Money is leaking out in all sorts of directions, not being used for what it's earmarked for, especially in governments worldwide. It's important to find other sources of value because this is not only happening economically, but at every single level. Not moving away from our values, prioritizing truth and transparency, and keeping our boundaries is essential. There could be an energy drain through lack of efficiency. This is something that is actually more important than a lot of people pay attention to. You can lose a lot of your energy through doing something that could be made much more efficient. What comes to mind is the dishwasher versus hand washing dishes and the microwave. Another thing that comes to mind is the lawnmower, the old push lawnmower versus the gas or electric lawnmower. Aquarius season is where that all can be fixed. We can detach from those old inefficient ways and begin to implement severely helpful things that keep our energy more consolidated. Now, that may take some investing in ourselves. We may need to get some repair work done. We may need to hire some people, or maybe more qualified people. The skill of people working can be a make-it-or-break-it kind of situation, along with the morale of people working for you. People need to regroup and to understand what they've learned, especially if you've been working at a place for a long time. As it changes through technology, you'll need to adapt to that. These recent Jupiter-Saturn squares have destroyed the older way of doing things economically, group thinking, our electric energy, or any older systems that no longer work, and people are trying to rework or upgrade the system. This can be very difficult for people. Think about what it takes to upgrade a computer. People think, well, I don't know what's going on here. What do I do? I know. Let's go back to the past. We have to develop Aquarian ways and means, as well as develop new muscle memory. Some trial and error will be needed. If you have major projects, try not to get bogged down. Do a little at a time without overthinking. Flow with the process. That's Aquarian energy. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and we'll be back after the weekly Cosmic Tip. Hello, this is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com. And now it's time for your weekly cosmic tip. This is Elizabeth Joyce with your Stargazer Report, week of January 27th through February 2nd, 2025. Happy Chinese New Year, the year of the wood snake. The first new moon of 2025 happens midweek, and it's a very lucky new moon. With the new moon trining beneficial Jupiter, ideas, plans, and steps forward taken at this time will bear abundant fruit over the rest of 2025. Begin to map out the route your path will take on your life journey. On Monday, Mercury moves into Aquarius, shifting the focus from materialistic world to a more airborne intellectual energy. Tuesday is a day best spent creating visions for your future, business, love, or creativity. Celebrate Wednesday in a festive manner with the lunar new moon. The new moon in Aquarius trines Jupiter. Mercury reaches Aquarius the day before and is now conjunct Pluto. One day earlier, on January 30th, Uranus ends its retrograde phase, and the trine between the Sun and Jupiter becomes exact. The quality of time brightens up noticeably and invites us to take steps into the unknown, take the world as it is here and now, and reshape our lives. Celebrate Mardi Gras and the new year of the snake by making an action plan for 2025. Thursday is perfect for showing loved ones and friends how much they mean to you. Buy that gift, cook that special meal, or send that loving text. However small a gesture, it will make a great impact. This week is full of exciting, uplifting vibes that you may feel worn out by Friday night. Plan to stay in and curl up with your favorite book or TV program. On Saturday, the first of the month, Venus and Neptune are in exact conjunction in Pisces, close to the lunar node. With the Moon and Saturn also in Pisces in a loose trine to Mars in Cancer, some may feel lost and fragile. Others may feel their hearts overflowing with longing. However, the refined time quality also invites us to be creative, especially on February 3rd when Aquarius Mercury trines Jupiter in Gemini. It's a good time to formulate new ideas, make up stories, or try something completely unfamiliar. The astrological mood in February of 2025 could make it necessary to examine the topic of new beginnings more closely. The focus is on motivation for one's own actions. If your life goals no longer resonate with your inner soul motivations, this month could be a time of significant corrections. Begin now. Sunday is perfect for catching up with friends and socializing. Enjoy a leisurely brunch or dinner out with lively friends and stimulating conversation. You may feel a subtle quality of time in the first days of February, but also moodiness and intractable conflicts that could now arise. The middle of the month brings surprising news and a nervousness. Expect deep feelings and a lot of water at the end of February. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Visions of Reality. The website is new-visions.com. If you'd like to make a call to ask a question or book some reading time with me, the 24-hour answering service is 201-934-8986. Also, the Stargazing Report is posted on my website every week, the day after this show. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next time. And now it's time to get back to tonight's program. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and we're back from the weekly cosmic tip. Now we're going to move to the astrology. As February opens, Venus joins Neptune in Pisces, and it's time for the growth of your artistic ventures, meeting more like-minded people. People need to focus more on the outcome of what they're doing, the final product of what they're doing, rather than the nuts and bolts. We need to look at design and the nuts and bolts, of course, but the desire and the heart of whatever we're doing needs work as well. Ask yourself, why am I doing this? Get in touch with the heart center and reestablish those feelings to energetically strengthen your work activity. Then it will be appreciated by others because they'll feel all that wonderful energy. Mercury trines Jupiter on February 3rd. This is going to help heal some of the crisis and chaos that the world has been going through. We had some upsetting astrology oppositions in November and December of 2024. So if you had any burnout or upsets, we had a lot of system breakdowns. Don't make it hard on yourself. It wasn't personal. It was a global collective consciousness. It was change and adapting to change, relinquishing your attachment to the past, the previous system. Example, like having to go to the office 5 days a week or being used to a certain political system that changed for the better. All this is going to regroup itself. The Mercury and Venus transits are very good transits, very positive. This energy will remind us as to why we are doing things and give us insight into how to work better on our projects, as well as work on some of the chaos that happened at the end of 2024. These transits will implement some new systems for us. Correspondence and communication are always the core with Mercury. Mercury trining Jupiter is very airy. The air element is really expressing itself a lot. Aquarius, Gemini. If you don't have a lot of air in your chart, you have a lot to learn about being adaptable, not weighted down, not dense. You're learning the way of the air element. Venus moves into Aries on February 4th, and Jupiter turns direct in Gemini. Thank goodness. Jupiter retrograde in Gemini does not go well. Jupiter does not like Gemini and is debilitated in that sign. Jupiter and Mercury have been in each other's signs, and that can be very uncomfortable, and you might have to bear down and figure out some stuff. Go back to the drawing board. Don't bother to look at what's not working. Don't make a big deal out of it, but move on, move forward. Focus on what works from here on out. Like the fires in L.A., we might have some secure things that we were forced to move away from or let go of. Houses or things that we are dependent on and then came under fire. That's painful enough to go through. But we do have to save ourselves and get out of the way. The collective needs to understand that it's a part of life. Don't go down with the ship. The strength comes as you feel your lightness as a person and then begin to move forward. This can be very challenging and painful, of course, but you always have to move forward. There's a full moon in Leo on February 12th, and that deals with legitimacy and some crowning glory. Some people receive some type of new hierarchical elevation and honor, recognition, and some people will begin to rework their purpose in certain areas and what the glass ceiling is. Mercury moves into Pisces on Valentine's Day, February 14th. Happy Valentine's Day. If you've had a lot of chaos before the 14th, Make a set plan of how you're moving forward, because Mercury is very healthy. So prepare not to overthink things past that period of time. Mercury does not like Pisces. As we're bridging over from Aquarius to Pisces, this should be a respite. It's an energetic window for time off, especially in the Pisces season. Mars goes direct on February 23rd. It's been retrograding Cancer, which has been challenging. If you've had some health issues, that should improve. Mars in Cancer deals with health and the body. Are we treating our body as a temple? What about your diet? You could have a new diet plan or begin a workout, exercise. Perhaps you may need some physical therapy as Mars turns direct. At the new moon in Pisces on February 27th, there's a wonderful rejuvenation of emotional and life force energy. Things should be a little bit more settled, depending on how well you have processed everything. Let's take a break now and go to our half-hour break and song, and I'll come back with a gift and a surprise for everyone. See you on the other side.
Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea is really a healing tea. It's blended according to Ayurvedic principles and the chanting of Sanskrit mantras, so it assures a deep cellular healing, relief that flows from within. So drink Elizabeth's healing tea before you meditate. Order it online or call 201-934-8986, 201-934-8986. Now more than ever, you need Elizabeth Joyce's sanitizing healing spray. It clears and cleans viruses and germs, and it helps to prevent spreading those viruses and germs. Elizabeth's sanitizing healing spray contains frankincense and sandalwood. You spray it as generously and as often as you need. You can order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com, Station 1. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio on the planet. It's Let's Find Out. And honored guests come every Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial toll-free 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com/Let's Find Out. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio. So now, Let's Find Out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out, and we are back from our song, which was Never Turn Back by Al Hibbler. He was one of my preferred singers back in the day. He recorded that in 1954. Now we're going to talk about evolving your DNA and harmonizing your inner and outer vibrations. I spoke some time ago about the new children and the new DNA, but I want to let you know a little bit about your own DNA. Your DNA, both physical and spiritual, are the gateway to your evolution, to your ascension. This relationship is frequency-driven. Through intention, desire, and focus, you emit frequencies that directly influence your DNA and your ascension. When these frequencies align with your higher self, they unlock dormant potential within you. And this will enable profound transformations. That's why all the light workers encourage you to meditate. To access these frequencies, you must cultivate a strong will, clear intention, and a connection to your blessed higher self. This process activates latent programming in your DNA that brings forth new levels of awareness, creativity, and understanding. They also activate your spiritual chakras, which is key to ascension. These abilities are not external. They are embedded in your being, waiting to be awakened. Through meditation and through accessing the highest consciousness that you have, what your soul brought in with your birth, but is now ready for ascension. Many on earth now speak of exiting the matrix. This refers to stepping out of the old paradigm of fear, scarcity, and limitation into the higher consciousness and infinite potential of there's always something there for you, you are never alone, and you live in abundance. The signs of this transition are everywhere, including chaos as the systems break down and dissolve. To navigate this shift, meditate and reflect on your relationship to your DNA. Understand that your DNA extends beyond the physical and cascades and flows from the divine like a waterfall into a dense forest. By connecting with the higher frequencies of your being, you initiate a process of transformation that radiates through your DNA and reshapes your reality. Your other strands of DNA will begin to awaken. As I told you, the children, the newborns, have 12 strands of DNA, and more of their DNA strands are awakened, which is why they have all the extra gifts that they have. Direct experience is the only way to understand this process. When you align with the higher consciousness, you step into the role of creator, architect, and designer of your own reality. In this space, in this field, in this energy, life no longer happens to you. It flows through you and from you. It's your charisma. Evolving from a third-dimensional reality into a fifth-dimensional reality marks a profound shift in the 3D life. Life is linear and structured. You mold yourself to external realities. In the 5D life, the world is a reflection of your inner state. Scarcity and fear have no place here, where existence is defined by creativity, abundance, and connection to Source, connection to God, and connection to your angels, your guides, and your blessed higher self. A key aspect of this shift is the self-starting, self-evolving nature of the human program. When you sense there is more to life than third-dimension experience, you begin to unlock new genetic potential. Through focus and frequency, you override your old programs and activate higher levels of the DNA, aligning yourself with the infinite possibilities of the 5D reality. Let me give you some tips on how to do that for yourself. You can harness your consciousness and awareness to influence the evolution of you, your soul, and your DNA. Through using your DNA, cultivate desire and will. Develop a strong desire and personal will combined with the divine will to increase higher realms of consciousness. This activates the frequency-driven evolution of your DNA, unlocking dormant genetic information. Engage in reflection and meditation. Meditate, reflect, and contemplate your relationship with your metaphysical spiritual DNA. This practice connects you to the higher frequencies that influence your DNA and open them up as well. Always ask for guidance from your blessed higher self, your angels, and your guides. Request assistance from your higher self to connect with the frequencies of thought that positively affect you. Direct experiences will reveal this process and its transformative potential. Shift your perspective. Embrace your role as part of the creator, architect, and designer of your reality. moving from reacting to external circumstances to flowing with the energy of creation, facilitates your DNA evolution. Engage your innate abilities. Tap into your natural gifts and inner resources rather than to rely solely on external technology. This approach activates the dormant potential of your DNA and facilitates your evolutionary leap to harmonize. You can harmonize the use of outer technologies with your inner spiritual technology. Activate your inner spiritual knowledge. Engage in meditation, contemplation, and connection with your higher self. These practices help activate dormant programs and genetic information in your DNA. Music is also a help, but I'm talking about higher consciousness music and some classical music. They will help you open up your DNA. Use technology intentionally. Approach outer technology as tools to enhance your capabilities rather than to replace them. Strive to integrate both outer and inner technology in harmony. Let everything flow. Let everything be natural. That's really a very rare and wonderful feeling. Seek community support. Connect with other light workers who are working towards the same goal. Collaboration and shared wisdom can provide guidance and support. During this transformational time, you can support each other, help each other, and be guided with each other. It is often said that we can't see our own peril. We can't see our own coming upsets. We can rely on spiritual teachers and the community of light workers that we're involved with. We help support and lift up each other. The key is to avoid becoming overly reliant on the outer technology. Rather, you want to actively evolve yourself towards spiritual capacity while balancing outer tools as complements. This balance is crucial to unlocking your full potential during this evolutionary shift. We're going through this evolutionary shift right through 2031, so get working on it because it will be so uplifting for you. Everything you do, say, go, or think will be on a higher level and will bring you success, fulfillment, abundance, happiness, and peace. That's our show for tonight. Thank you for listening. I hope it was helpful to you. I'll be back next week with a lot more information. We are having our meditation and our songs as usual. This is a breathing meditation to help you through these difficult times. Sit with both feet flat on the floor or in the lotus position. Legs uncrossed and your spine straight. It would be nice if you would raise your palms and hold your forefinger and thumb together. That's called your circuit. Close your eyes and start taking a deep breath. Allow your mind to flow down to your heart center, the fourth chakra. Take a deep breath, release the breath. Another deep breath. Release the breath. Another deep breath. Release the breath. Now listen. And listen to your name being called with respect. Say it in your mind with respect. The full name you are using now. Then take another deep breath,
and have your attention on the breath. Your new mantra is, I am safe, it's only change. Close your eyes and just imagine that you're breathing through your heart, as if your heart were your lungs. Allow the breath to breathe you. Breath in, breath out. Breath in, breath out. Do this gradually and without force. The breath will go inside of you. Breath in and breath out. Breath in and breath out. Deeper and deeper. Very gently. Very gently. Feel the breath lifting you up. Up out of worry, out of fear, into the light of bliss and peace. Feel your angels lifting you up under your arms, higher and higher. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. As you have the exhale, drop yourself back down into your heart. In the inhale, you're being lifted up by your angels. On the exhale, you're going back down into your heart. Up to your angels. Down to your heart. Up to your angels. Down to your heart. And each time you drop down, you're going deeper and deeper inside. You're raising up into the light, and you're dropping back down to your heart filled with bliss. Then feel the peace. And feel the release of darkness, fear, and hopelessness. Every time you drop down, more of the darkness, fear, and hopelessness leave your body. Let the breath flow. Let the breath flow. Allow yourself to get very deep. The darkness and fear are melting. Breathe in and feel your angels lift you up. When you feel the darkness is gone and you feel the light, let yourself get very deep. And as you exhale this time, feel the love you have for a partner. When you drop down, send out a beam of that love. Breathe in. Feel the love you have for a child. When you drop down, send out light to that child. Breathe in, get lifted up, come back down to the heart, and feel the love that you have for a pet or animals. Release the breath, send out the light. You're being lifted up again, breathe in. Now think of an ill friend that needs healing. Send the light out to that friend. When you drop down, breathe in, feel yourself lifted up, Feel the love you have for the nature, for trees, for our food and our green grass. Feel that in your heart. Take a deep breath, get lifted up, drop down again, and send light out around the world for a pure, clean planet. Breathe in, lift yourself up, feel the angels, bring down the light, and send it out again for a pure, clean planet. Keep breathing in a rhythm. Begin to feel gratitude and praise for all that you have and all that you are. Feel gratitude for a raise at work. Feel gratitude for a wish being granted. Think of that wish now. Keep breathing in and out. See that wish being fulfilled. Breathe in, breathe out. Feel the gratitude. When you do, you are building your heart field. You are strengthening the fourth chakra. When you slow down the breath and feel the raising up to your angels and the light, and the dropping back down into your heart and love, all of your body systems become coherent and begin to release stress. And your inner organs are going to flow together to the beat of the heart in perfect harmony. Feel the beautiful music. Let's do the mantra again. I am safe. It's only change. This time, visualize sparkles of light, brilliant white light, like a cluster of falling stars coming down and following you and surrounding you. They are the diamonds coming from the 12th dimension, the God Center. And you are being blessed, filled with light and protection. Your angels are with you. You're surrounded by white light, which is the Holy Spirit or the Chi or the Shakti, whatever you want to call it. And everything about you is flowing together in perfect harmony. You are raising your frequency every time you're lifted up. And when you fall back into your heart, you're bringing in the energy of bliss and peace. Feel it now. Feel the energy of bliss and peace. You will see everything around you changing. This exercise has a massive impact on your life, your personal health, your personal relationships, and your main gift is feeling the presence of your angels and God. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Keep your eyes closed. Stay in that position. And listen to Richard Schulman as he plays Peace. Peace. I am in the energy of peace. I am safe. It's only change. Take a deep breath. Stay in the energies.